some of the laws of folding the talet. So the Ben Ish Chai brings down in Torah Lishma in Siman Kuf Mem Chet that one shouldn't take off his talet, preferably till after Alinu L'Shabeah. It seems that according to the Ben Wa'ari, as brought in Sha'ar HaKavanot, there's the Inyan to say the Alinu L'Shabeah while wearing the tefillin with the talet on, and therefore, unless a person's running out and he has to go to work, one should try to at least keep the talet on till the end of the prayers. When one takes off his talet, he should take it off standing, just like he put it on when he was standing at the Kabahain brings down. And of course, you see Siman Chabdalin, Sivkatan Tet. One, of course, should not take off his talet till after he takes off the tefillin. Just like he put him on first, talet, tefillin. So he takes it off again, tefillin first, and then the talet. When he takes off his talet, he shouldn't take it off with his right hand. He should take it off with his left hand, which is the weaker hand, in order to show that it's difficult for him to leave the mitzvah. That's the Ben Ish Chai Parashat Noah Halachat Tet Zayin. Everybody should fold their own talet. Shouldn't give the talet to somebody to fold, because they say it's bad for the mazal that the Ben Ish Chai brings on as well. One shouldn't leave his talet unfolded overnight. And if he forgot and he didn't fold it overnight, so when he puts it on in the morning, he should shake it out before he puts it on. It seems to get rid of the negative energies that came on the talit as a result of being unfolded. That also the Ben Ish Chai brings down. One should be careful not to fold his talit in the middle of Kaddish. For example, Hatzi Kaddish, especially when you're answering Amen Yeshemer Abba Mevarach, because obviously that's on a very high level, and therefore, just like one should not do anything when he's making a beracha, so Kaddish is not less than a beracha, and therefore one should not do any other things except having kavanah to answer. However, Chacham Avadiyah holds that once already the half Kaddish is completed, there's room to fold the talet, so long as you just listen to the Kaddish. So the main thing is the first half of the Kaddish. Last but not least, after one folds the talet, the proper thing is to take the four strings and to kiss them before putting it in the kuracha. And that the Ben Ish Chai brings down as well in Parashat Bereshit.